أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had related to us an incident that had taken place during the life of Sulaiman alayhi salam, while he was marching and while he was moving with his forces on a particular expedition, and they were traveling in a certain direction. Allah spoke of the moment when the ant had announced to its colony that they should seek safety in their places of dwelling. Sulaiman alayhi salam, his reaction to this, and the wonderful and beautiful dua, and very comprehensive dua that he had made. Moving on, ayah number 20 of Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another incident that had taken place, also a beautiful and amazing incident. As they were traveling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he would inspect his different subjects. So he had subjects from among the human, he had subjects from amongst the jinn kind, and he had control over the beasts and the animals and also the bird. So on the journey, he decided to inspect the bird and check on them. And this is the quality of a true leader. He is concerned about all the subjects that are under his control and all the subjects that live under his rule. So time and again, he would inspect the different kinds of subjects that he had. So he went to inspect the birds and check on them and see to their needs, if any, and attend to whatever requests they might have. So when he checked on them, Allah says, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ. He went to check on the birds and he went to inspect them. فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. And then he asked, he says, what's the matter with me? Why do I not see the hudhud? Al-hudhud, the hoopoe bird. Why do I not see the hoopoe bird? Now, something for us to reflect over is that he is missing a bounty of him. Why was he looking for the hoopoe bird, specifically the hudhud? Why was he looking for that specific bird? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala explains, because along the journey, they reached a point and they reached a place where there was no water. And he required water for the army. The hoopoe bird, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed it with this gift to detect water beneath the ground. So he needed the hoopoe bird to detect that water, and then he would instruct the jinn kind to excavate the earth, to dig down and retrieve and bring up the water. So he realized that I'm missing a bounty. When he found that the hoopoe bird was not present, it was not absent, that there's a shortage, or there seems to be a bounty, a ni'mah of mine missing. And what did he do? قَالَ مَا لِي, what's the matter with me? What did I do wrong that I'm being deprived of this ni'mah momentarily, subhanAllah, just momentarily, a bounty of his that was always at his disposal, was not there, and he turned to do some introspection. He turned towards himself, soul searching. And this was the way of the pious. Whenever they found that there was some loss in a bounty, or there was some loss that they had suffered, they immediately checked their own selves. What am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right in terms of my relationship with Allah, that it resulted in the loss of this bounty that I enjoyed? So he says, Mali, what's the matter with me? What did I do wrong? La ara al-hudhud. I do not see the hudhud. Why is the hudhud not amongst the birds? Am kana min al-gha'ibin. Then he thought to himself, he said, rather, he is from the absent one. He is not here. He is not present. Which means he did not come along with us. So he disobeyed my command. He was supposed to be with all the birds. Clear instructions were given to the birds to travel along with us. However, he seems to be from those who remain absent and have disappeared. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, if that is the case, if he is not here, and if he chose not to come out with us, and he remained behind, or he absconded and he disappeared, I will certainly punish him. عذابا شديدا, a severe punishment. أو لأذبحنه, or I will have him slaughtered. I will slaughter him. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ Unless he brings to me a clear proof and evidence and a clear reason why he is absent and why he had disappeared. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it did not take long after that. After searching and checking the bird and making the statement about the hudhud, the wuku bird, that Allah says, فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ He did not wait too long after that, and the wuku bird arrived. It came back from wherever it was. فَقَالَ And it came to Sulaiman alayhi salam. It came before Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it said, the first thing it presented an excuse, and it presented the reason why it had disappeared. It said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, أَحَدْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِبِّهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ It said, O Sulaiman, I have learned, and I have with me, I possess with me knowledge and some information. I have come from the land of Saba. Land of Saba, or the region of Saba, is found in Yemen. Today, it is known more commonly by the name of Ma'arib, the province of Ma'arib. About 3 days' journey from the capital city of Sana'a is a province known as Ma'arib, and that is where he had returned from, known as Sheba, the land of Sheba, and in Arabic, Saba. Allah speaks of Saba. Even to this day, you can go and visit that place, Saba, Sheba, in that region, in that area. So he tells Sulaiman alayhi salam, I have come from Saba. I've flown all the way to Sheba. I've returned from there, and I have with me information. Ahadtu, I have with me information, ma lam tuhit bih, which you do not have. You do not have the information that I have, and bi naba'in yaqeen. He says it's sure information, it's solid information. It's not just something I have made up, but I have some very important news that I need to share with you. What was it? He says, Inni wajadtu mura'atan tamlikuhum. I went to Sheba, and I went to the land of Saba in Yemen. I found there a community, a nation, and a woman is in charge of them. And inni wajadtu imra'atan, I found a woman, tamlikuhum. She is their ruler, and she rules over them, she governs over them. Wa utiyat min kulli shay, and she has been given everything. O Sulaiman alayhi salam, you are powerful, she is also very powerful. She has been blessed with everything. She's a very, very powerful woman. Wa laha arshun azim, and she has a very powerful and a large throne that she sits on. Who was this woman? The Mufassireen and ulama explained, she was a woman by the name of Bilqis. Bilqis was the name of this woman, and she was no ordinary woman. She was half human, half jinn. Her father, who was a very powerful king, she came from a home of very powerful people and kings of the past. Her father decided that no girl and no woman in his tribe and his clan was a good enough match for him. So he wanted to marry someone who was extraordinary. So they arranged for this woman who was a jinni. So he married a jinni. So her mother was a jinni and her father was a human being. And from the two of them came this daughter by the name of Bilqis, and she became a very powerful queen. She was the queen of Sheba, the people of Saba. So he first explained the scene that he saw. I saw a community, I saw a woman, very powerful woman. She's been given everything. She sits on a very, very huge throne. I found her ruling them and governing them. And he then says, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ O Sulaiman, but what I found was that they are involved in a very, very serious crime. They do not make sujood to Allah. They do not prostrate to Allah. I found her and her people, يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ They make sujood to the sun. They worship the sun. They are sun worshippers. And they do not worship Allah. وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ And the shaitan has beautified the deeds for them. Shaitan makes it seem as if what they are doing is right. So that is why they are so engrossed in sun worship. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ And he says to Sulaiman alayhi salam, the devil has prevented them from following the right path. فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ And therefore they do not find guidance towards the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.